Good morning. It's Sunday, October 26th, and the Consumer Man is on the air, looking out for you. Up front, something most business executives should know but really don't seem to grasp completely. Happy customers are good for business. According to a new study by Watermark Consulting, companies that provide a great shopping experience tend to be rewarded over the long term by their customers and investors. Those that don't, whether because of an incompetent sales staff, cluttered website, or cumbersome return process, will be penalized by both Main Street and Wall Street. John Pico, founder of Watermark Consulting, joins us on the Como Consumer Line. Welcome.
Thanks for having me here, Herb.
So you look at this every year. Tell us about the correlation you found.
There clearly seems to be a pattern. You know, we've got 7 years of data under our belt now, and the results are pretty striking in terms of how the companies that outperform in customer experience also outperform the S&P 500 on average, and those that lag in customer experience have lagging performance relative to the rest of the market. It's obviously not a perfect correlation. There are plenty of instances where you have companies in monopolistic industries that churn profits for a while, even though they might not deliver the best experience. But over time, it certainly appears that there's long-term value in delivering a great experience, and it's rewarded by both consumers and investors.
And how much better do these companies do on average?
So in our latest study, over the 7-year period from 2007 to 2013, our portfolio of the customer experience leaders returned 26 percentage points higher than the S&P 500 index. So the leaders returned about 78% on your money over that 7-year period. The index was 52% return. But I think the real story this year is where the laggards ended up, and it really underscores the penalty that really is exacted on companies over the long term when they're not good to their customers. The laggard portfolio in our study actually had a decline during the 7-year period of almost 3%. And what's sobering about that is that the market index rallied over 50%, yet these customer experience laggards lost money on average in that portfolio during the 7-year period. That's pretty striking.
So why has this message not gotten out to corporate CEOs that if you're good to your customers, maybe they'll be good to you by spending more money?
The issue is that investments in being better to your customer don't have an immediate payoff necessarily. So in contrast to, say, mergers where you have expense savings that might be immediately realized, I think executives are reluctant to take the leap of faith here. But the fact is that if you deliver a better customer experience, it actually costs less in the long run. Because if you think about it, if you're doing things right up front for your customers, if you're preempting their most common questions and whatnot, that saves you money on the back end because they don't need to call, they don't need to write, they don't need to complain.
And you mentioned this earlier, there's not a direct correlation between happy customers and success on Wall Street or corporate profits, because we all know that no one really likes the airlines and they're making a lot of money right now, and everybody hates the cable companies and they're making a lot of money right now.
Yeah, and my view is that you could be in an industry that is somewhat monopolistic and you could say, yeah, you know, we're not going to be great to our customers. We don't need to invest in that. And you could turn some big profits year over year. But I think what history has shown is that those industries are susceptible to disruption. Eventually, it catches up with these companies and somebody comes along and figures out a way to make a better mousetrap and to be better to the customer, deliver greater value. And then before you realize what's happened, that new startup, you know, is eating your lunch and you're out of business.
One very interesting thing in your study, John, is the fact that you say happy employees make happy customers. A lot of companies don't realize that.
Yeah, it's very difficult to deliver a great customer experience over the long term if you don't have employees who are engaged, inspired, and equipped to do so. You know, you could do a lot in creating beautiful customer statements and a very simple sales process and purchase process. You could do all of these things. But in most companies, whenever there's any kind of interaction between consumer and company, the experience, the brand, really lives and dies with that person on the other end of the phone or that person answering the email. And so if you have employees that just are not interested in going above and beyond for the customer, if that's not something they're passionate about, inevitably that bleeds into their interactions with the consumer.
Well, let's hope a lot of companies will be listening to your advice. John Pico, founder of Watermark Consulting.